Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm a therapist.
And I'm Tyler, and I'm a patient.
We're going to talk about trauma, healing, and everything. Everything is traumatic.
Pull it on out. Hey there, good evening. Welcome back. Fuck, hold on. Good morning, good evening, good night, good dusk, good dawn. Welcome back to the podcast.
You know, we haven't talked for a while that our studio's name is the Ass to Ass Studios.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're coming at you live straight from the Ass to Ass Studios recording.
Deep from the bowels of the Ass to Ass Studios. Do you see what I did there?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. There's a little wordplay. We call it.
Yeah. Yeah. We got the room with the producer in it. That's the small intestine.
Yep.
Everything's body part related here in the ass to ass recording unit.
It's my understanding that if you stretch the small intestine out to its full length, it'll go around the earth 3 times. Read that in a book.
Right, I heard that too, but I just don't believe it. And with as much morbid shit that's out there, we had to have tested it, right?
If we haven't, we need to.
There's no way there's that much small intestine. First of all, it's the small intestine, okay? We have a small and a large. So if the small one can already wrap around the fucking world, well, how long's the large? Or is it?
I think the large is just wider. It's not longer. It's not the longer intestine. It's the large intestine.
This is a very good...
Yeah. And the small intestine is just obviously incredibly either flexible or stretchy.
Okay.
Or yeah, it's just really long.
Yeah. No, you had a great point with it's not the long intestine. It's just the large. But
it could be 2 inches long. It's just really large.
Right. It's just super vague because it's not the stumpy intestine. You know, it's not
right.
It's not the noodle intestine. It's just
right.
The large intestine. Anyways, speaking of large and small intestines, tonight,
let's do our shout out.
Oh yeah, the shout outs. I was gonna give people what we were talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then we can shout. So our shout outs are the fucking the dog's barking. that's just bound to happen. That's okay.
It's just adding to the craziness of this recording.
Yeah, it is. We're just stumbling in. We're stumbling on this. We're fucking rocking and rolling, talking about school and why it's traumatic and why it sucks.
Yep.
that's our topic, people. So hopefully you stuck around to hear that because you need to hear what the topic's about. And you need to be guided through the podcast.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, I'm frustrated with the listeners and the format of trying to get an audience.
Yeah, it's tough to get an audience, and we're trying different kinds of things to do. So but we are going to do our shout outs.
Yep, that's our staple. That's a staple.
That's one of our things that routine is something apparently people like. They like to know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And so shout outs are something that people have either grown to like or they turn it off about now. So we got a shout out to Tiffy Stallsworth, who I don't know if she went to school or not, but we're horrified of her that she will kill us or harm us in some way if we do not shout her out, because she's pretty awesome, but also a little scary.
She went to school.
In a good way.
Yeah.
She did go to school. She said she went to Carson Newman and Calisippi and maybe Walter State.
And UT, and she also went to Vanderbilt. She made the school tour.
Yeah. Yeah, she has her doctorate in psychology, I think.
She said, motherfuckers, I bet you I could get a degree at every university.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So we just definitely want to shout her out. Just crazy, a little reciprocal, August Aguilar.
Yeah. August, thank you for the shout out on the podcast.
He shouted us out, and he's also got a podcast, which he does, which is I happen to be on. Yeah. The other week, and it's it was fun. We talked about film and filmmaking, and it was not traumatic. It was nice.
Yeah, Jeff actually had a very nice conversation with August instead of these really fucked up ones that he has with me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know him as well. I feel like we have a little more trust and understanding. I haven't spent a whole lot of time with him, so I was on good behavior,
right?
Because I didn't want him to be offended or shocked or something like that. So
yeah, you didn't want to start measuring intestines with them.
Yeah, exactly. That's something that we will do eventually, and when we do a live show, we will see how far we can stretch it.
Yeah, we'll go to a body farm or something. But if you get a chance, look up Strange Films Podcast. Talks with filmmakers and actors and other creatives. Check out Jeff's episode. They have a really insightful conversation about filmmaking and just how it works, kind of, or just the things they like. It's really nice. It's really neat. I really like the episode.
Yeah, it was fun. He's got a lot of different filmmakers on. I a lot of different people. He's got a whole little universe. I mean, I think he's creating something sort of like a View Askew universe for those of you who know the Kevin Smith universe. I think he's working on, he's creating his own brand where you've got the Strange universe, which has a lot of little tendrils and different things, and he's bringing it together in different ways. So I've had the chance to work with him a little bit, and his films are really interesting and creative, and he's trying to do a new film, I think, but we'll let him talk about that in another. So
yeah, we'll have him call in. But I do like his films a lot too, and I hope to work with him someday.
Shout outs.
Who else you got?
I want to shout out to you, Tyler. I would like to shout out to you because you are the one that sort of has made this possible. I just lie down and sort of make stuff up, but you're editing and recording and, doing all the heavy lifting, so to speak. So, and I guess you listen to the episode to edit it.
Yeah. I usually listen to it all the way through to take out little stuff here and there.
So you're a listener.
Sometimes you can hear me hit my vape and stuff like that. So
yeah. So you're definitely a listener too.
I am. You know what, Jeff? I want to shout out to you as well.
That's very nice, my friend.
Because without you here on the show, it's just me talking and absolutes that I don't know are absolute. And you bring some gravitas to the podcast.
I think we balance each other out. And that leads right into school.
Yep.
And we were talking a little bit as we were preparing for the episode. We do a lot of push-ups and sort of improv work before, get our voices ready.
Voice exercises.
Lots of voice exercises. And so we were talking a little bit about the idea of school and how the concept of college or K through 12 school has maybe adapted through the years. I don't know if you knew this. I'm pretty sure this is true. The school system, the K through 12 system, was created to make people follow directions so that they could work in factories. That was the sort of structure it was set up upon, to get people to follow orders so that they could work in factories.
Fuck, no, I did not know that, Jeff, but it makes 100% sense.
Yeah, right?
That's crazy. It totally, no wonder. No wonder it's just mind-numbing and fucking boring and socially awkward, and they make kids shower at the school.
Make kids shower together. I was horrified to shower. We were supposed to bring a pair of shorts and underwear to switch into after gym. This is in middle school. I wasn't going to shower with a bunch of other boys, not because I am homophobic, because I'm not, but because I didn't want, I was so fucking shy that I wasn't going to be, I wouldn't even take my shirt off.
Right.
I wasn't going to change a shirt and gym. So I wasn't, certainly wasn't going to shower, but some of the guys would shower every after gym. I just stank.
Yeah. I mean, that option was available at my school as well. And it's so, that's such a weird sentence. The shower, the option. But I totally in the same boat. Like, no, I'm not going to fucking shower a bunch of fucking dudes who are going to make fun of my body. And we're, like,
yeah, So, I mean, I guess athletes get used to that because they're doing it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, listen to this, my friend. I remember trying out for the soccer team. This was in high school. And we all had to go and get a physical, and the coach was a doctor. Uh-huh. And so he did the physical, and the physical was simply a ball check. It was a hernia check. Uh-huh. And so we had to get into our shorts, pull down our pants in a line, and he would do the, like, the cough check.
Mm-hmm.
It's humiliating.
Yeah. So what happened to that gym teacher that's also a doctor?
I mean, it was legit. He was a doctor, and he wasn't abusing us. It was a hernia check. I guess that's all that mattered, was you got a hernia, you can't play soccer. But it was just a little bit. For me, I was incredibly shy in school. Mm. So it was I was horrified.
Is that
we were doing this.
Is that what kind of, like, a teenager you were? Like, you know, like, I feel like high school, I'm at an age now where I can stereotype these fucking whippersnappers. So, what clique were you with in high school?
Well, okay, so you guess what clique you think I was in, and I'll try to guess what clique I think you were in.
Oh, that's a good idea. So,
yeah,
I'm going to guess that you were, I think you were with, like, the artsy kids, the weird artsy kids.
So that's about half right. So I was a band member. So I was with the band kids.
Band geek.
And I had some other friends. I had some other friends that were artsy. So I had about 50-50. Half my friends were in the art department and not doing band, and then the other kids were all pretty much art kids. I mean, band kids.
Okay. So I was
kind of we were the nerds. That we nerds. Were definitely the nerds.
The yeah. nerds. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm gonna guess that maybe you were. You seem like you might have been interested in the arts in some way, but also maybe you didn't love school, so maybe, like, you got in trouble some in school?
No. I mean, I got in trouble once for stealing some chocolate milk. And I guess
milk is a requirement for growth.
Well, it was like the big bottle of chocolate milk, and like they very clearly just like put it in my pocket, and like I didn't even like sit down and sneak it. I was just like open the pocket milk, and they're like, you're taking the money out of the lunch lady's mouth.
So what kind of kid were you?
I was the stoner kid.
Stoner kid. Stoner See that kid. I Yeah,
but I was also like the drama geek too.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant with like the art stuff.
Oh, like, okay, yeah, because like I didn't really do a whole lot of like art class stuff when I
was gotcha.
Like,
but I you were dramatic.
Yeah, I was the drama kid.
There you go.
I played grandpa in the play because my hair was already receding.
So I had some really good teachers in K through 12. A handful of really good teachers and some extraordinary teachers. I also had a lot of just mediocre teachers. I didn't have but two or three just loser teachers that were just soul sucking. And every gym teacher I ever had, except for the one I had K through six, was a total like horrible human being that enjoyed the pain of others.
Mm-hmm. Like a good gym teacher.
Yeah, a lot of laughing, poking, misogyny, just disinterest.
Just escalated so quickly. Laughing, so poking, misogynistic, he was racist.
What the hell? Hey, did they have that physical fitness test where you were in when you were in high school?
Yeah, I did not pass that.
Man, that's like making you feel, I mean, it's like, how many pull-ups can you do? None.
None. I'm sorry.
I could do none of them. How many push-ups? The only one of those I could do was the push-ups. I could do whatever the push-ups needed to be. But I couldn't do the run. I couldn't do the... What the hell is a rope swing for? It's like a death instrument. You're supposed to crawl to the top of that. They put one little mat, like little mat under it, softness, and you're up like 150 feet in the air. And I couldn't climb the rope.
You know, I think it was like shadow testing to see which kids are going to be fit for the Army. So they like to get them when they're young.
I bet. Did you have the rope thing? Rope in the gym? Yeah.
No, I was not climbing the rope. Me and the rope did not get along in that fashion. We only get along with the rope to neck.
Yeah. I mean, is it a requirement in the United States that every high school gymnasium have a rope just sitting in the corner, hanging down, sort of saying, hey, climb me, fall, and break your skull?
Yes.
Is that like something the government requires in every school?
Yes.
All right. I've never been in a school without one.
Well, how are you going to test out who's going to be a good soldier or not? So that way the Army can get them when they're young.
And the people that fall get a medical experiment performed on them. So that's
just the dumb ones. If you fall, but you're like nerdy and smart, like you can fly a drone.
You know, I feel like high school, and it's getting worse, but I feel like it's the worst possible setup. There's some good teachers there. You learn some stuff that's important. But it's really about control, and it's so controlling that when you get out of school, you're like, oh, I don't have to follow all these rules anymore.
Yep.
I can just do stuff. And then you're filled with like this anger of like the 12 years of having to follow these. I have to ask to go use the restroom. I have to get a pass from you so that I can actually go empty my bladder. Instead of just being like, hey, I get a pee. I'm going to walk over here and pee. You got to ask and humiliate yourself.
I'm sorry. I'm deep in thought thinking just like, because I used to really be a firm believer that like public schools are a good thing, just in the sense of like you need a populace that's educated.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about it more and more, it's like, man, I really do. All they do is just get, I don't even want to say it. All they do is just go get shot. Like, what? We don't need a public school anymore.
You know, I mean, the concept, the only way you can have education is being forced to do it, instead of the idea that there's a lot of different ways to educate yourself. And you and I have different educational backgrounds, but you're an intelligent dude. We can have very deep conversations because you know stuff, because you have learned it. And so this old idea of this is what makes people successful, or you got to go to college to do this, or you got to be successful in school, is just rubbish.
Yeah.
You can be successful and not have been good in school, and you can know things.
Yeah, it's just,
you know,
because I feel like us as just humans, like, want to learn things. But
yeah,
at least for me, like, school was always kind of hard, just because, like, I had a hard time focusing. Because if I'm not interested in it, It's hard for me to learn it. And that's slowly changing because I know I need basic life skills and I need to know how to do basic things because life is not an adventure. Sometimes you have to wipe your own ass.
Yes.
So,
you know what? I heard a thing. There were, this is a school fact for you. I read it on one of the social media sites that King Henry VIII had four people in his lifetime, and their job was to wipe his ass after he pooped. That was their job. And he knighted all of them.
Yeah, I would. That's a Henry VIII is a man that, did you say the eighth?
Yeah, the eight, the big guy. I mean, he's like sort of, I think he was a bigger guy.
Right. But I mean, he knew a tough task when he saw it.
I mean, and so an important job, right?
It was a very important job. A lot of people want to shit on the trade jobs of the sanitary workers, the garbage men, the plumbers, but why? Because it's a fucking classist thing that, those people are below you because they handle the shit.
But that's the way the world used to work. Your family had a profession or a trade, mm-hmm. and you passed it on. And now we go to school and be like, I want to be a marine biologist, which is great if you want to be a marine biologist, but it's just like, I don't think those fish really need all that help.
I don't know, Jeff. There's a lot in the ocean we do not know about.
We know so little about the ocean.
The ocean is pretty fucking scary.
There's so much stuff in the ocean we have absolutely no idea about. We know so much about space that's a million miles away, and we know almost nothing about our oceans.
Well, I think the ocean is a lot scarier than space. Like in space, it's
incredibly scary.
In space, as far as we know right now, it's like, ooh, a rock. Oh, a black hole that can turn us into noodles. Oh, this.
You can see space. We can explore space with ships and telescopes and cameras and stuff. We have like a little thing on Mars running around.
Yeah.
But in the ocean, the pressure is it's so dark, mm-hmm. and the pressure is so great that you can only go a certain depth for a certain amount of time. And so if there's aliens, they're probably in the ocean.
My God.
You think?
I mean, that's what octopuses already kind of look like aliens, Jeff. I mean, fuck.
Octopuses are pretty impressive.
A lot of those fishes already kind of look like aliens. Now, this is a conspiracy theory I can get behind.
That the octopus is aliens?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the fucking ticket. That is one that could have some credibility.
They're really odd and smart.
They're smart as shit, Jeff. They are smart as shit. You got to watch your back around an octopus. They be switching tanks and shit.
They got eight. They got eight paws is what they got.
Oh, paws?
Well, I don't know what they call them.
Tentacles, Jeff.
Tentacles.
Tentacles. They're the main antagonist in hentai. They're always
just That's true. Yeah.
slithering around.
There's a lot of, It's I've seen some things. I've seen some things that I can't forget. Yeah, and some hentai. Whew. Even in some non-hentai, there's some tentacles. God. It's just not as explicit, but there's a lot of tentacles in Japanese animation.
One thing I mean, look, I've definitely come across some hentai videos before. I don't go out and seek them. I don't crank it out to animated. It just sounds like I do if I just keep doubling down and saying I don't.
You're digging a hole, my friend.
I'm just digging a hole, whatever. Like, I've watched it, and it's like, it's weird when you see the ones that are like censored.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, what?
It's like, we're gonna show tentacles going in every orifice of a body, but we're gonna like make sure that the genitals are a little bit pixelated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird.
So
it's
you like, don't know what's happening.
It's like make the tentacle that's phallic shape. Blur that out so no one knows that that's supposed to be a penis.
Like they don't really, they don't really like pixel out the tentacle. They pixel out only this little tiny orifice.
The
tip,
yeah. The slit.
Yes. Whatever the tentacle is entering, that is pixelated out. But you see everything else.
Yeah, and it's weird.
You know where the tentacle's going. It's not fooling anybody.
It's not. Yeah, it doesn't cut away from it to a reaction. I mean, maybe.
I wonder where that tentacle disappeared to.
That tentacle. It's Chekhov's tentacle. Everyone. What's the
Schrodinger's cat? The Schrodinger's tentacle?
The Schrodinger's tentacle? Yeah.
You know, and that reminds me, this is something that we haven't really talked about yet. But somebody, I know our podcasts seem a little improvised and creative, but they've all been written. Every word has been written by somebody that we sort of have a beef with.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Is it beef time, or we want to talk some more about?
No. Cool. I think this is a perfect opportunity to break the facade here for a second. It's true. Like everything that we're saying right now, I'm reading a script right now.
Yes. Even this part.
Yeah, there was a weird pause earlier, and that happened because I forgot my line, and I had to look at the script.
And so the undercurrent that you may have noticed, and we're tired of it. We're taking back our show.
We're taking back our show
from the person that likes to flaunt it, his money and his wealth and his fame. And I think everybody knows who we're talking about.
You know, Jeff, I had a thought.
Yeah.
Should we even say his name?
Let's give a lot of clues.
I don't even think we should say his name. Because, I mean, I feel like he's got some Voldemort energy going around.
If we say the name, he will probably get another check from Facebook or Netflix.
Would. Yeah.
Or Soaky Mountain Park or whatever.
Or
Outer Banks. Or somebody's going to give him the big one.
I don't even know if we should say the big one because they.
We shouldn't say the big one. I mean, was just an extra in the big one.
Yeah.
But he acts like he was a big one in the big one.
I mean, I can't blame him for that. I truly cannot blame him for that, Jeff. If I was in his shoes and I was. A small one and a big one, kind of like intestines, really. But if it was, if I was a big one, if I was a small one and a big one, I would act like I would. By proxy, I am a big one. At the very least, a medium.
I mean, he did every local movie, every single one. And if he's not in it, he's there directing traffic.
I think he's watching where the money's going in these local short films, Jeff. That's what I think's happening.
I think he knows. I mean, I know he's a father to two boys to really enjoy soccer. He has, I'm not going to mention the name of the film, but he has been pushing around a really, really good film.
He's been pushing around this film that sort of reminds me of that scene. In Twilight.
All right. I'm not sure. I have not seen Twilight.
There's a part where they play baseball.
Oh, okay. is Twilight the one where the BDSM guy like has sex with the 50 Shades of Grey? Is that?
I think that's the same author, but different.
Different characters.
Settings. All right. I mean, one of them has vampires, and that's Twilight.
And one of them has BDSM
and yeah, Spanx. There's a, I know people get them confused all the time, but there is a distinct difference.
Well, you know, and this person is actually fairly nice, but then he pulls the rug out from under you and you see the true face.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of hard for me to talk about him because he's so interwoven into some of the stuff I've put out. And
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Quite frankly, this kind of like history repeating itself, really, because I mean, I almost have an itch to go out to my car and make a little video.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. So. I don't know. The one thing I've noticed about this person is that when you comment on Facebook, he immediately comments. It's like he's waiting by the computer, just like he's got 40 screens and it's got every single person that could comment, so he can make sure he gets a comment.
He really is the first one to comment. But you know what? He never comments on what I post.
He doesn't comment on what you post?
He doesn't. I don't post a lot.
Are you Facebook friends with him?
Yeah. Of course I'm Facebook friends with him. He tags me in a lot of posts. He's a very nice guy, but like he's just an asshole.
You know, he is probably one of the nicest men in the community.
But also, but, I mean, fuck him, because
nobody's that nice.
Nobody's that nice.
And save some work for somebody else.
You know, I could play a lot of roles that Bing can play, because I don't know if you guys noticed.
I said his fucking name.
It's all right. I can take it out. I'll take it out. I'll take it out.
No, I think you leave it in.
I think, you know what? I think it's time. Fuck you, Bing. How dare you?
he's got this concept for the show, You've Been Food. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that means.
You know what, man? I was there when he pitched it, and I helped pitch it.
Yeah, but he's taking it on as his.
Well, understandably so. I mean, I'm really just hoping for like an associate producer credit or
something. I would just like to be somewhere. You know what I would like to be? I'd like to be Dirty Pee Water somewhere he rides an inner tube down a slide. Yeah. I'd just be happy to be the pee water.
Yeah. Like, I can look back at my friends and be like, hey, that guy that's on all the billboards.
Yeah.
We're swimming through his pee.
We're the pee. We're the pee.
Or, you know, I think we should ask him about that. Of like if he peed in the pool. And that's in that advertisement.
You know, he gets $100 every time that if you see that on Facebook or something and you share it, he gets $100 every time that's shared.
What about the billboard?
Yeah, that's $1,000. Every time somebody drives by that billboard and says, man, that's an attractive man. Fuck. He looks like he worked out.
Yeah.
He gets $1,000.
Fuck. Dude, yeah. I pass by that billboard like all the fucking time and always point it out. I'm like,
yeah,
practically just giving him money hand and eye.
I've pleasured myself in front of that billboard.
Oh, that was you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we were both there pleasuring ourselves. Okay, but I wasn't paying billboard.
Attention. Again,
he's an attractive man. He's incredibly smooth looking.
Yeah,
his chest is like, he just looks like he'd be snuggly.
He's very, like, he's got what I think people can refer to as cum gutters.
What is it called?
A cum gutter, Jeff. It is a slang term for like a 6-pack, 8-pack, 12-pack.
Oh, a cum gutter.
Cum gutter, yeah, cum gutters.
I gotcha.
Like, because the cum can just slide so
seamlessly. It sort of like just has a place to hit, congeal a little bit, and just slide on down.
Yeah, yeah. Like if it gets in the shower, he can clean it up very nice.
I would like to state that I'm very, very tired. And this has been a week. I know we've talked a little bit that we are both have had some things happen this week that have been traumatic.
And
I'm very worn out, and I feel like maybe this is some of our best material.
I think
because we've gone off script. We've gone off the script.
I want to really emphasize that everything up to the point where we started talking about him
was scripted.
And like, it was his fucking idea. He was like, I think we could talk about school a little bit. And I was like, really just trying hard, aren't you?
The way I feel is if you are offended by something we say and not offended in a funny way, then Bing wrote it. If you like it and think it's creative, then it's sort of off the cuff. We've gone off script.
And if you tune in to the commentary on this episode where we talk about the episode over the episode, we'll point out what was improvised.
Yes. You know, and that is something we're planning on doing after we finish the season, which we're getting close to finishing. We're going to have a version that comes out with commentaries and behind the scenes. Pictures and videos
and keychains.
Where else? There, we do have keychains and some stickers.
And we're gonna have all that stuff once we wrap up the season. But as of right now, go ahead, Jeff.
You see me with my shirt off. So if Bing has cum gutters, what would you call my belly?
Well, see, there's not really like. There's not really like a gutter for the.
There's no gutter.
There's no gutter. See, you would have what we call a keg.
Is that where it goes in your belly button?
No, it's just the shape of the belly is keg like. You see, because like the
keg like,
We measure it's a little ball button. We measure our human body with anything but like an actual measurement here in America, so. We call it a 6-pack, a 12-pack, a 24-pack.
I'm a keg, right? Because I have no definition, basically.
But kegs are great.
Yeah, I'm not keg. Saying it's. Yeah, everybody just loves to pop. What do you do to the keg? You stick like a thing in it.
You pop the keg. You put the fucking pushy down thing on there so you can get the pressure and squirt out the beer.
Yeah, you pop the keg. So that would be a movie. We could make a movie called Poppin' the Keg.
Poppin' the Keg.
Poppin' the Keg.
You know what?
And sort of, yeah.
Oh, no. I feel like I cut you off, but I was just.
No, I got nothing else to say.
It's time for our segment. How bad is it?
It's bad. It's like popping the keg bad.
So what's the popping the keg bad? Oh no, on everything. How long?
Is that a dog?
Yeah, Maggie's in here. Sandy came in.
Maggie's part of the. You know, in every coming of age movie, there is a scene where teenagers try to get a keg.
Sorry, she just came in. And
I'm not sure what just happened. It sounds like we've got sound effects going in. It's like watching what's the show that with like Garrison Keillor in it? It's like watching that show when the sound effects guy is coming in doing noises.
Yeah. Okay.
For your home companion. So before he started like molesting people.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Wait.
I think he did some unwanted touching. He got thrown off the air for something.
No, Sandy bursted in and she came in very quietly, but the dog followed her in, Maggie. And
gotcha.
She was so we have like this like fake wood flooring. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And so like, and her Maggie's nails are long. So
right.
You can hear the click, click, clacking of everything. And so she came in and wrote on this notepad, how long? And
Oh, how long are you doing the? How long is this gonna go?
Yeah, how long is this gonna fucking go?
How long are you two idiots gonna continue with this tonight? Because I would like to have my space back.
You guys are gonna fucking fucking talk about school, but really just talk shit about a friend of yours and talk about aliens from the ocean. How fucking dumb!
Yeah, exactly. That
wasn't the vibe at all. But
she probably was just asking, like, how long, you know, blah blah blah.
Yeah, but yeah. She's just checking in because she just got home, and
because she's a normal human being.
Yeah, we sit here and record our phone calls and fucking.
So, oh man, you know, this has been a week. I mean,
how bad is it? How bad's this week?
It is so bad. Okay, I can't think of anything for that, but I do have a joke. What is a chicken's favorite classical musician?
Bach?
Bach, 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 Bach! God damn it. Which is a little bit of a callback to an earlier episode we did where we did dad jokes.
That's right.
And Ken Patterson was involved in that.
I know. Ken hasn't called in a while.
Yeah.
Ken hasn't called in a while. Why did you ever call us, Ken? If you get this far in the episode, give us a call.
We miss you. We actually need some structure.
You never call your podcast anymore, Ken. What's going on? What's happening? Yeah,
he just used to call us and chat. Yeah,
call this in the middle and fucking of recording. Give us a better topic than what we were trying to do. But you know,
oh yeah, he would. If he was doing the podcast alone, it would be much better than what we put together.
Yeah, I don't know, but what are you gonna do? We're in the ass to ass studio. We're kind of secluded in a bunker. We don't know what time it is.
So what episode will this be?
This episode 22. I can check right. Fuck.
22 or something.
This will be episode. I'm looking at my computer. We really shit the bed with this episode.
I'll tell you that. No, man. There's.
You think this is good content?
I don't know, man. I feel like there's been a couple of really good moments. I'm not sure it's going to be like all together great, but I feel like there's been some zingers in there.
There's been good stuff. You know, I'm pretty confident about the episode. She's pushing in a note.
Is there another note coming in? Like, please stop while you're ahead. Who is this person you're talking to? I'm very proud that we've made it into the 20s with episodes. I feel like
this is
it's pretty amazing that we took it from an idea to this, and it's still going, and people are listening. Not many people, but people are listening.
People are listening. This will be episode number 23.
Wow.
And we're going to call it School is Traumatic. That's our whole thing.
23, that's like 23 episodes is like half a year.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that is half a year. We started this in May. We're already doing a retrospective. That's how unconfident we are.
It's the best of episode where you go back from the greatest hits of the first 23 episodes.
The greatest hits podcast. All right, you know what, Jeff? I think this has reached its logical conclusion.
I think we need to stop before we have the FBI show up at our houses.
Yeah, I got four notes that say Tyler on it.
It's got to, I mean, something's got to get out.
Increasingly getting bigger. Oh my God. All right. Any final thoughts on the school or aliens from the ocean or starting a feud?
I just think, no, I don't have anything to say. Well, besides, take care of yourself. I mean,
you know,
it's a wild, crazy place out there.
Yeah.
The ocean.
The shadow people. There's like 14 of them. Oh yeah. My God, they keep getting bigger. All right. This is all of us here at Everything is Traumatic. I'm Tyler.
I'm Jeff.
And as always, take care of yourself, drop out of school, and sell drugs.